Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. The next sections have to deal with chapter 13. This is Audacity's program that I'm using. This is the California Plumbing Code changes, and it is unit 104, podcasting 104. The section that you're dealing with is with chapter 13, which is the medical gas. This is based on NFPA 99-2015, and because in NFPA 99-2015, what transpired was that the dental section of the medical was in NFPA 99, became a chapter on its own. Now, if you revert back to some of my lectures on NFPA 99 that I've performed, you will find out that there are four categories in NFPA 99, from where nothing happens to the individuals, all the way to category four, where the possibility of death may occur if the gas is used on the patient. A dental office follows under category three. So chapter 13, all these changes are based on category three modifications of the NFPA 99, which are all being transferred verbatim into chapter 13 of the plumbing code. Section 1308.0, pipe materials. Section 1308.2, cleaning. What is happening is that once the material is being installed, you have to have this thing cleaned per this section to ensure that once the system is operational, there are no debris, there are no elements that can be inputted into the human's body and create secondary issues. 1308.2, cleaning. All the changes that occurred were simply the NFPA 99 part was modified to a different section. 1308.5, tubes for medical vacuum systems. Simply what happened there was that the copper piping simply received a small, slight modification on the ASTM guidelines, and then on the steel tubes, the standards were more clearly identified based on NFPA 99. So in section 1308.5, the stainless steel part two, stainless steel tube in accordance with the following standards, ASTM A269 all the way to ASTM A312, TP304L. Anyway, in this particular case, only standards were clarified. However, the most important part is on category three systems, 1308.6, which is all brand new and all conveyed directly from NFPA 99. Let me just briefly describe what is happening. 1308.6 Category 3 systems shall comply with sections 1308.0 through sections 1309.0, except as follows. Now, in this particular case, it has three components. Part one, dental air and dental vacuum shall comply with section 1308.5, except the tubing shall be permitted to be annealed, soft, tempered. Now, on part two and part three, the vacuum system tubing is on the dental vacuuming system is part two, and then on part three, dental air and dental vacuum fittings shall be permitted. So with regard to the tubing, all they simply provided was all the guidelines using PVC or CPVC IPS plastic piping, and then also the solvents being used. These standards are sort of defined here. So part two, dental vacuum tubings shall be permitted with PVC plastic piping or CPVC IPS plastic piping, and then also the solvent cement for the joint for CPVC plastic piping has now its own ASTM standards. Part three is based on dental air and dental vacuum fittings, and it simply says that the soldering will comply, the flared fittings can comply, and then the compression fittings have been given with the 3/4 inch maximum size. Then you get into item number four, which is the soldered joints in category three shall comply with a particular standards. In item number five, where required, gas and vacuum equipment shall be seismically restrained if you're in zone three or zone four of the earthquake zones. And finally, number six, gas and vacuum piping system shall be sized according to the flow rates to utilize the pressure based on the NFPA 99. So really, this section that was added for materials, it simply says that dental air and then dental vacuum system, CPVC and PVC are allowed. And then it gets into the soldering system, the flare type, the compressions, fittings are all defined. The soldered joints are getting a special attention with regard to the ASTM ratings. And then if it is in a seismic zone, you have to restrain it accordingly. And finally, says you will design it per required delivery flow rates. So at the end of the day, these all have to be ASTM guidelines or in terms of the material selections. And these are all based on NFPA 99-2015 that was adopted for this particular code. And mind you that all the plumbers and the technicians must be ANSI ASSE 6010 medical gas systems installers. And there are very few of those. And fortunately, that certification, it gives a credence of how it is installed, how well it is installed, et cetera, et cetera. One last section on Chapter 13 is on the valves. Again, the 13.11.0 valves, it used to be called shutoff valves, the whole section has been modified and has a new number called 13.11.1 General. New or replacement valves shall be permitted to be of any type as long as they follow the following conditions. So they give you the maximum pressure flow rate of 0.2 PSIG. They can be only a quarter turn for them to be off. They shall be suitable materials. The extensions, they all have to be brazed manufacturers for brazing. They have to be the valve indicate if they are open or closed. You have to have the serviceability issues, and then oxygen. The last one is that they are cleaned for oxygen service by the manufacturer if used for any positive pressure service. They have to be cleaned. Security wise, these valves should be in a format that they are secured in an area that they cannot be tampered. They are locked or latched by the operating in their operating positions. They can be located in the ceiling, but remaining accessible and not obstructed for accessibility. Section 13.11.1.2 describes accessibility of these valves, and then at the same time they're not called shutoff valves. They're called zone valves, and they're not permitted. They're allowed. And then the removable window is actually now called removable covers. These are some of the minor changes that they have done. The 1311.8 is the emergency shutoff valves. Category 3 systems shall comply with 1311.0 except as follows. So you will have 1311.8 emergency shutoff valves, and at the same time, the exceptions are given 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the format is that, I'll give you one of them for now, where a central Category 3 medical gas supply is remote from a single treatment facility, the main supply line shall be provided with an emergency shutoff valve so located in a single treatment facility to be treated, to be accessible from all use point locations in an emergency. Number two, where a central Category 3 medical gas supply system supplies two treatment facilities, each facility shall be provided with an emergency shutoff valve so located in the treatment facility to be accessible from all use point location in an emergency. Emergency shutoff valves shall be labeled to indicate the gas they control, and shall shut off only the gas to the treatment facility that they serve. And number four, a remotely activated shutoff valve at a supply manifold shall not be used for emergency shutoff. For clinical purposes, such a remote valve actuator shall not fail close in the event of a loss of electric power. This is if you're using a solenoid valve or something. Where remote actuators are the type that fail open, it shall be mandatory that the cylinder shutoff valves to be closed whenever a system is not in use. So these are all compliance with the NFPA 99-2015 to be in compliance with all of the IAPMO's regulatory governing committee projects. The next items, I'm just going to go ahead and put that in a separate podcast, will be the appendices of the plumbing code. By the way, appendices or appendix means something that hangs on in Latin. I will have that in the next podcast. Thank you.